She would become part of the great scream. She understood the fear. They all did. The universe had betrayed the people. On Holy Terra, where they believed themselves to be most protected by the Emperor's embrace, they looked up, and the sky had become the enemy. The Orc Moon seemed to graze the spires of the Imperial Palace. It was a monster of rock and metal. The misshapen sphere was all the forms of threat. It was the eye of alien judgment. It was the visage of impossible yet imminent defeat, and it was the fist coming to smash all hope. It should not be. It could not be. And by existing, it threw everything else into doubt. It was the end. The waves of gravity storm shook Terra. The ground rocked beneath Haas's feet. It heaved. Facades crumbled. 100 meters away, tenements on both sides of the avenue pancaked, and they and their inhabitants vanished in a cloud of disintegrating rockcrete. The dust engulfed the street in a limbo, then was blown away by the gale winds that had sprung up in the wake of the moon's arrival. The people ran blind. They trampled those who fell to the heaving earth. They did not see Haas until she beat them down. Some did not register her presence even then. They were fleeing to nowhere, and the only sight they beheld was the star fortress, whether or not they were gazing at the sky. Haas felt it too. She felt the weight of its being threatening to crush her spirit. If she faltered in her purpose, she was finished. She understood this at an animal level. There was, deep in the frenzy, little room for the rational. She roared again, rammed forward with a shield, and forced the pilgrims before her to fall back 3 full steps. A tall, corpulent man in finery, some minor aristocrat on his home world, trampled the man and woman in front of him and crashed against her. She smashed her shock maul against the side of his neck. Electricity coursed through his body. His limbs went rigid, vibrating, and he fell on his back. Behind him, a tenement wall loomed. It was less than 10 meters from her. In the middle of the avenue, the sides of the street had seemed an impossible distance away, but the eddies of the mob had pushed her closer to an anchor point after all. The possibility of directed action gave her some focus. "Cord!" she called. "The wall!" She pushed again, making for the tenement facade. She heard Cord calling out to the next arbitrator, Baskaline, and so the word spread. Her comrades followed her lead. A line began to form again. The pilgrims numbered in the hundreds of thousands. They could not be dispersed, but Haas grasped at the nebulous idea of breaking off a sliver of the mob, bringing it to heel, and creating a first island of order. That was barely a plan. The fact that it existed felt like a victory. Cord, Baskaline, and the others battered their way closer. They locked shields with her. One unforgiving step at a time, they pushed towards the tenement. The scream filled Haas's ears. She roared still. She could barely hear herself. She could feel her rage, though, in the tearing of her throat. Harsh smash of the shield, swing of the maul, a step, and then again and again. The facade drew nearer. Sudden overturning movement to her left, seen in the corner of her eye, she turned her head. The crowd had upended a vendor's food wagon. Its cooking stove burst, spraying flaming promethium over the pilgrims. The great scream took on some new notes of pain. The fire spread quickly. They couldn't hear the scream in the great chamber. There was an official reason given for why the High Lords were meeting in the chamber's vastness for the first time in years. The hour was a grave one, and called for a return to the most sacred tradition. That was a simple truth. It also had nothing to do with the decision to hold a session here. Vangarich knew of other reasons, some whispered, some not uttered at all. The Clanium Library was still filled with the trappings of Admiral Lansung's vainglory. The Cerebrium, that favoured nest of power plays, was now terrifying. From the top of the Widdershins Tower, the Orc Moon loomed closer. Even with the casements closed, the presence in the sky pressed upon the room. The Cerebrium was too exposed. Terror and politics. The Grand Master of the Officio